Good morning. Welcome back to the Roundtable, and we are thrilled to have Sean Stone with us. He is our cultural correspondent here to tell us what's happening on area stages and screens, and we welcome Sean to the proceedings. Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm delightful.
Excellent. You are delightful. Now, you've seen two movies. One is a documentary. The other one is not.
It most assuredly is not.
Okay.
The documentary is Apollo 11.
Yes.
And it's absolutely riveting. It's an account of the first moon landing expedition using never seen before 65 millimeter footage of ground control, of liftoff, of splashdown. Plus, they cleaned up all that moon footage and they use still photos and they use only live audio, meaning either it's Cronkite or it's the astronauts, or it's mission control itself. There's no narration. They put up little titles on there to tell you about velocity and things like that. But it's absolutely gripping. I did not expect it to be that gripping.
It's Apollo 11.
Yes.
Very cool.
And Captain Marvel. Now, one of the images that recurs throughout Apollo 11 is just these rooms and rooms filled with scientists, all at their own little computer screen, all with a task to do to make this mission come off. Now we have rooms and rooms of computer technicians, all with their little screen to make Samuel L. Jackson look 35 again.
Yeah, there
this,
you go.
This is the progress we've made in America.
That's good. Yeah.
Captain Marvel, Brie Larson is Captain Marvel. She starts out as she thinks she's a Kree from another planet, but she realizes she's actually from Earth. There's a lot of spoilers. I don't want to get, you know, tagged on Twitter for being mean about that. But Brie Larson is Captain Marvel, and she's great because she wears it lightly. You know, it's not one of those mopey superhero, I'm carrying the weight of the world on my shoulders things. She wears it pretty lightly. Her banter with Samuel L. Jackson is excellent. They play off each other very well. The whole thing about making him look younger is a little uncanny at first, but you get used to it. It doesn't work quite as well with Clark Gregg. They make him look younger, and he's not on screen enough. So every time you see him, you're like, something wrong with him?
Yeah.
You know? But it's you know, they're getting better at it. You know, eventually they'll just have the same actors, and they won't have to bother with bringing new people in.
Stir, mix, and enjoy.
Yeah, so there it is, Captain Marvel. And, of course, it leads into that, you know, what's it called, the end game. The Avengers thing, you know, so she's got to be in that, too. But at least she's not mopey. Everybody else is moping around. You see the trailer for that?
I haven't.
Oh, it's horrible. They're all just sitting around moping. It's like, oh, everything's so bad. And then, you know, Renner's back as Hawkeye, and you're like, yeah, who cares? You know, whatever. But Captain Marvel is fun. I would recommend that.
All right. Now, let's go to what's happening around town. We begin with Cafe Lena in Saratoga tonight.
Yes, that wonderfully ethereal intro music we heard is The Sea. It's a duo. They're going to be at Cafe Lena tonight at 8 o'clock in Saratoga Springs. Also tonight at 8 o'clock at Helsinki Hudson in Hudson, the Roots Trio, the Ballroom Thieves. They blend elements of Roots music and classical structures and Delta blues to create something lovely. Tomorrow night at 8 o'clock at The Egg, it's Cyril Amy, a wonderful jazz singer. She actually has an album of Sondheim songs out, so I'm sure she's going to be singing a lot of Sondheim. Also Friday night, 8 o'clock at the Cohoes Music Hall in Cohoes, it's the Sisters of Slide featuring Rory Block and Cindy Cashdollars. That's going to be a lovely night of blues. Saturday night at the Troy Savings Bank Music Hall in Troy at 8 o'clock, Lewis Black, the Jokes on U.S. or Us tour.
Yes.
Lots to be mad about.
He's good at the angry. He's going to be our guest at 11 o'clock this morning.
That's delightful.
He is delightful.
He is.
He is very funny and very, I just enjoy his humor very much. I can't wait. He's doing a show, in Troy, and then you can get a chance to see.
Yeah, he's going to be at the Calvin in Northampton on April 5th. And then Saturday night at the Egg in Albany, it's the Yardbirds. There's one original member, Jim McCarty, a bunch of class act players with him, been around for decades. They're one of my favorite British Invasion bands because they're just, you know, just 1, 2, 3, 4, you know. Let's go. Having a rave up. That was one of their album titles, having a rave up with the Yardbirds. They're also going to be at the Iron Horse Music Hall on March 21st. But this Saturday, they're going to be at the Egg at 8 o'clock here in Albany. Sunday afternoon at the Union College Concert Series in the Memorial Chapel in Schenectady, it's going to be Alexander Melnikov and Andreas Steyer. They're going to be doing a piano four hands, meaning they both play on the same piano. And it's an all Schubert program, and he wrote a bunch of music for that particular format. So it's an unusual concert of piano music. Not something you see every day.
Sounds great.
Sunday night at Proctor's in Schenectady, it's the Temptations and the Four Tops. Again, one original member of the Temptations, of course, Otis Williams, ageless.
Yes.
And they're great. And the Four Tops, and I think there is one original member in them too, but I'm not, don't pin me down on that one.
Okay, maybe a new top.
But the Temps, I think they're my favorite Motown group. And finally, Monday night at 7 o'clock at the Palace Theater in Albany, it's one of the weirdest movies a pop band ever made, Head, starring the Monkees. And of course, the Head is Victor Mature's head, I believe, in the movie. I haven't seen it in like 20 years. Victor Mature is in it, Jack Nicholson, Dennis Hopper. It's from 1968. It's weird.
What I'm not questioning the decisions of the Palace Theater by any stretch of the imagination, but is it a thing? I mean, do people like seeing it?
Yeah, it got the Criterion treatment.
Okay.
All right. It's an interesting artifact of a really weird time.
Yeah. And I guess obviously with the with the recent death of
Peter Tork,
that
it's timely in a sort of sad way because they planned this months before.
Head, starring the Monkees, Palace Theater, Albany, Monday night, 7 o'clock. All right, new movies.
Yeah, it's sort of an odd lot. Yardy, it's directed by Idris Elba. It's about a guy from Jamaica. It's a crime movie. He goes to England. His past catches up with him. It sounds like it's going to be interesting. Wonder Park is animated. It's for the kids. I've seen the trailer like three times. It looks like it might be fun. There was nothing
like
about
a
it.
A moose on a ski lift, right? Is that the one?
And there's like roller coasters that collapse.
A colorful moose on a ski lift.
Yeah, it looks colorful and it looks fun. And there wasn't anything that irritated me about it.
Oh,
you know, there were no fart jokes in the trailer or something like that. I mean, for me, that's like a if you got to go to that in the trailer for an animated
movie, because you're showing
movie,
your cards at that point.
Exactly, you got nothing.
Yep.
Captive State is a science fiction movie about a neighborhood of Chicago that gets occupied by aliens, and for some reason we haven't been able to kick them out. I don't know. It's an interesting premise.
Yeah.
Because usually the Avengers are there to, you know, punch them out or something, you know? But not this time. And finally, there's Climax, which is not getting good reviews if you look it up on the internet. It's a movie about a dance company that has a rave and somebody gives them a bad drug and they all have bad trips and things get ugly.
Oh.
It's a strange little indie movie.
Who's in anyone
no,
of note?
No.
All right.
It just looks odd.
Okay. Well, good
I thought
for
I'd
them.
Mention it.
Good for them for getting it made. Getting it made and out and
exactly.
Having their moment at artistic expression.
Yeah, they're weak at the art cinema before it goes straight to DVD. Yeah.
All right. Well, yeah, there's a lot going on. You can see Sean's entire list by going to our website, wamc.org/roundtable, wamc.org/roundtable, and you can find out more. Sean, it's always a pleasure to have you on the program. Thank you very much, as always.
You're welcome.
Yeah, be good. Have a great week.